Mercy me there. Heaven's here. Well, Katrina's here. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Good afternoon, Jill.
Well, it is lovely to have you in the studio. Now, you're going to talk to us about an exciting arts award. It's called, I earlier described it as a competition, but you call it an award. Chaya Art Awards. Could you tell us what that is, please?
Well, it's both, really. It is a competition. And it's now, we're in our second time, and we launched it 2 years ago, and we're now the UK's biggest competition for people to explore spirituality and faith through the visual arts. And artists can enter from all over the country, and they can enter all sorts of different artistic mediums, from paintings to sculpture to textiles to video photography. And there is a winner's exhibition at the Gallery at Oxo on London South Bank, and the top prize is £10,000.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yes. So it's worth entering.
It is worth entering.
Can I ask about the name? Where does the name come from?
Well, it's the name I would have given my daughter if I'd had a daughter, and it actually means treasure in heaven.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
So the competition is run biannually?
It's every 2 years, and it's a theme-based competition. So last time the theme was, where is God in our 21st century world? And this time the theme is, God is dot, dot, dot.
And you fill in the dots.
You fill in the dots, and you can interpret and respond to that in any way you choose.
So I could knit something?
You could knit something.
Crochet, sew, embroider.
Film, anything. And it's open to all level of artists as well. So we had, in the last exhibition, we had professional artists, we had students who were at art college, we had people who were enthusiastic hobbyists. Mm-hmm. It's open to everyone because it's judged anonymously.
So anybody who is at all creative in any shape or form, really?
Anything that the exhibition venue can display, we will consider.
It could be metalwork, a woodwork, a sculpture, pottery.
Anything. And we had, last time we had nearly 500 entries. Mm-hmm. And we had a real cross-section of all different kinds of medium. We had glass, we had textiles, we had ceramics, mosaics, drawings, paintings, fabric sculptures, and lots of video and photography. So it was a real cross-section, which was fantastic because it made it really vibrant and varied.
That's amazing. It's when I first heard about it, you told me about it, I was thinking art, well, and an exhibition at the end of it, and in this prestigious gallery, and I thought it was going to be all paintings on the wall. But when you talked a bit more, I realised, yes, it's far more than just paintings.
Well, I think it's because I love art myself, and I have a very broad range of tastes. So I wanted to incorporate as many of those items that I like, because I know then that it's more interesting for the public when they come to see it. And we had nearly 3,000 visitors come when we were open for 10 days last time. And I think the more varied you make it, the more accessible it is to people.
Yes. Yeah, amazing. Well, we're going to hear some more from Katrina, but first we're going to have a track of music, and we're going to listen to Laura Story. And this track is called Extraordinary.
No eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard the fullness of your love, the kindness undeserved. This mystery of grace I cannot comprehend. Call me child, but you'd call me friend. You are extraordinary in the way you love, in the way you love me. You find me when I'm weary and lift me up. In your arms I'm carried. My heart is overwhelmed. Your affection rushing in. You are extraordinary.
story there, and a track called Extraordinary. Well, a lady with an extraordinary vision is Katrina. I really take my hat off to you, Katrina. I think it's amazing to go from nothing, you know, to have a vision and to see it bear fruit and come into being, you know, from the seed that you had, the idea, to having this extraordinary competition. I think it's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, to have an exhibition in such a prestigious gallery and to attract so many entrants in the first time the competition ran or the awards ran is amazing. So this year, the competition is open now. People
it's
can enter now.
Yes, so they can go to the website and read all about who won last year. And they can read about the judging panel and they can enter online through the website. They can watch a BBC interview that we had on BBC South, listen to radio interviews, lots of press that we had about the event.
So to get a flavour of last time.
Absolutely.
2 years ago.
Yeah.
And the exhibition will take place next Easter? Or
it's Easter. I think it's the 10th to the 19th of April next year, which is Easter 2020.
Mm-hmm. So that's something to work towards, getting an entry together. Mm. And the theme is God is. So do you have to have a faith to enter?
No, not at all. We had a real mixture last time with people who had a Christian faith, people who had other faiths, people who had no faith at all, and everyone in between. And that's the idea, is to give people a chance to explore and express their creativity on what, for so many people, is a really important subject. Even if we don't know the answers, even if we're struggling to make sense of life, I think that's why people's spirituality is so important to them.
So it's their interpretation, God is, dot, dot, dot.
That's it.
And, yeah, they can fill in the blanks.
They can fill in the blanks, however they respond to that theme. So, for example, with the last theme, where is God in our 21st century world? People's answer might have been, I don't think there is a God. And that's absolutely valid. Put a good piece of work in and we would display it in the competition. And one of the new things we've added this year, which I'm really excited about, is a community section. So different community groups throughout the UK, whether they be women's institutes, faith groups, refugee groups, art therapy groups, knit and natter groups, they can enter a collaborative piece on the theme, and we will display the best of those as well.
Wow. So it's great that it's something that will bring people together.
Absolutely.
Well, are you thinking, well, I could knit or paint or create something? How do people find out more, please?
If they go to the website, which is chayaartawards.co.uk, all the information is up there.
That's Chaya, Chaiya, artsawards.co.uk. And you come up, the homepage is God is dot, dot, dot. And you can explore, you can look through the different pages. There's a book, you can look at the book, you can talk about, look at the competition, see the results. And as Katrina said, listen to the interviews that you did last time.
And what we're also doing, because we want to prolong the life of the exhibition and to really promote artists to get their work out there, we're doing, we've made a beautiful hardback coffee table style book to go with the exhibition. And that will build into a series. So there'll be a hardback book for each exhibition, each exploring a different theme. And it displays all the exhibition that was in the art, plus another 20 different pieces of artwork from the long list. So it gives people a real flavour of the entries that we had in.
And it is a very varied selection of entries.
Very varied.
Some very contemporary and others not so contemporary.
I think one of the things that really struck me when I was putting this on is I had a comment from one of the artists, and she emailed me to say that she'd really struggled to find people in the visual arts world today who were interested in displaying work about God. And she was so grateful. And we've had this comment a few times from artists who are looking to work in this arena, that they're so grateful that they've got such a big platform in a big, prestigious London gallery exhibit their work to thousands of people that come.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear some more from Katrina, but we're going to have some more music. And one of our regular artists here on Hope FM are Casting Crowns, and this track is called Only Jesus.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
well, that was the wonderful Casting Crowns and a track called Only Jesus. Well, we're talking to Katrina Moss from the Chaya Art Awards. And Katrina's told us about the award that is open to entrance now and the exhibition for the top 40. Is it?
Well, we exhibit as many pieces that we think are worth exhibiting.
Right.
With the limitation of the space we have in the gallery.
Yes.
So we might be able to get less or more depending on the size of the work that comes in. So, but last time it was 43.
Judges, how did you find them and who are they?
Well, what was so fantastic is I think when I went to see a lot of people, when they realised I'd put my own money into starting this to get it off the ground, people were really enthusiastic to come on board and be supportive. So what we try to do with the judges is get a real mix of people who are respected in the art world. So mm-hmm. we usually have an art critic, we usually have a practitioner. This time we've got someone who paints and is also a ceramicist. We've got the amazing Marcus Lyon, who is one of the top British photographers stroke artists. We've got the arts critics from the Sunday Times, a guy called Clive Davis. And we've got the winner of last time, Deborah Tomsett. And we've also got Mark Oakley, and not everyone will have heard of Mark Oakley, but he was the Chancellor at St Paul's, who was responsible for the amazing Bill Viola video installations in St Paul's Cathedral, which were really groundbreaking in terms of the arts being in public spaces. So he's also a judge this time, so that's very exciting.
Very, very exciting.
And I'm a judge. I'm always a judge.
So you talked about the winner, the main winner, but there are different categories. There's more than
It often depends on the sponsorship we get in as to how many prizes we can give out. But the public award is £1,000, and that's a definite. And the top prize is £10,000, and that's a definite. And then the rest we'll decide as we go along.
So the public award?
So the public come and they vote for their favourite piece, and the winner of that wins £1,000.
Wow.
So the public were really engaged last time, and when they realised the artist was going to win money, they took it really seriously. And often they would go around two or three times really deciding which piece that really grabbed their emotions.
Excellent. And as well as doing the award, some of the money that is raised through the sale of the book and the awards goes to a very special charity.
Well, obviously there is endless fantastic charities, but trafficking is something that I just think in our world today is such a dreadful thing that we allow. And so I decided to partner with a fantastic charity in Bristol called Unseen. And a percentage of all the art sales and book sales go straight to Unseen to help fund the excellent work they do.
And people can find out more about your charity partner, again, on the website.
They can.
Which is, the website is?
ChireArtAwards.co.uk.
Well, we've got a piece of music, and then we're going to talk again to Katrina. And we're going to listen to Jonathan Cotton and a track called Trouble Is.
Trouble is play. I watched you just the other day. Over the fence I watched you go. I called your name, I called her.
Jonathan Cotton there, and a track called Trouble Is. Well, we're talking to Katrina from the Chaya Art Awards, and we've covered a lot of ground, but Katrina, I want to ask you about last year's winner. How's it? How did she react when she won, and has it, you know, helped her career as an artist, or was she just doing it for pleasure?
No, she's a professional artist, but she'd never won anything before. Her name's Deborah Tomsett, and she lives down in Sussex. And because we had the BBC filming the opening night where we were announcing the awards, the cameraman had said to me, oh, who's the person that's won? So I gave him a sneak preview so he could get her reaction. Wow. And she was absolutely gobsmacked. And you could tell that it was a complete surprise. But just the judging panel felt her work was so evocative. And it was called 1,000 Bottles of Tears, and she had made 1,000 pots, and all were made from a lump of clay the size of a human heart, from the smallest baby to an adult. And then they were often fired with prayers. So the prayers, when they got fired, became part of the markings on the pots. But it also spoke about, you know, there's a real sacredness in tears. You know, we often see tears as a sign of weakness, but often they're a sign of real strength. And I remember one of the members of the public was standing by Deborah's piece, and I came over to talk to her, and she said, I just feel rooted to the spot. I just can't take my eyes off this piece. And I think that's the response it had with a lot of members of the public. They really engaged with the poignancy of this particular piece. And since then, she's been invited as a result of this to go on a trip to China, all expenses paid. And she's taking one of her other pieces, and it's along with British and Chinese artists. So a really exciting opportunity. She's also been able to pay for studio space for the first time to take it away from her home. I think she had a studio at the end of the garden. And it's just really encouraged her in her ability, in her creativity, because it's just national recognition.
Yes. Amazing.
Yeah, no, it was.
And she's on the judging panel for this.
I invited her to be on the judging panel
this
year.
Wonderful.
And she was really thrilled.
And you mentioned that when the exhibition runs, you have a public vote. So members of the public can go into the exhibition for free.
Of course.
And they
get a little voting slip, and then they choose the piece they want, and then each day we add up, and then we total the figures over the 10 days, and the winner gets the £1,000. And last year it was a fantastic piece of sculpture by an artist called Maxwell Rushton, and it was called Left Out. And it's actually a sculpture of a homeless person inside a bin bag, and we put it in the middle of the venue, and people were coming in thinking, why have we got this bag of rubbish in the middle of the art gallery? And then other people would go all around the exhibition and then miss the piece entirely, which obviously is also quite thought-provoking. So that was a very strong piece that really resonated with a lot of the public.
And that's they chose it?
They chose it, absolutely.
Excellent. Now, you've got a book with the pictures in. If people wanted to look at the book, where can they buy it?
Well, they can buy it on the website, and it's fantastic for people who want to enter to see the kind of artwork that we had last time. But it's also really good for people who just want to look at different pieces of art. A writer came on board, a fantastic writer called Anne Clifford, who has written around the subjects of brokenness, of suffering, of dreams, of inspiration. So you can actually read it as a book. And it was actually quite a different experience going through the book than it was from the exhibition, because there's different artwork in the book alongside the stuff that was in the exhibition. But it's very varied and it's beautifully put together.
Oh, it is, absolutely. And I had a quick look through it earlier. And actually, the two pieces that you've mentioned, the Pots of Tears, yes, and the homeless person, yeah, in the shape of beanbag, actually they both caught my eye as, yeah, as I was going through.
Very powerful pieces. And I think that's what's so amazing about creative people, is they often have a different way of looking at things and they help us to see things differently. There's a fantastic quote by Degas that says, "It's art is not what you see, it's what you make others see." And that's what we're wanting to do, to engage artists, help us to see what you see in response to these themes.
Excellent. Well, Katrina, it's been fascinating talking to you. Do please check out the Chaya Art Awards. Even if you're not creative yourself, it's really worth having a look on the website. And you might just know somebody who would be interested. So you can spread the word. You can say, check out this website. Have you thought, maybe you're part of a community group, a knit and natter or a mum's group or a writer's group or a painter's group, that you could look at this. Photography is part of the competition. So do have a look at the chayaartsaward.co.uk. Katrina, thank you very
much. Thank you, Jill.
We've got music now from Dale Hembro. This is called Nothing But the Blood.